All right, JT, now it's four down territory, which is a time where we ask you some fairly offbeat questions, not just necessarily about football. Although this first one is somewhat about football, right? You went to Ely, and your dad played linebacker at West Virginia, right?
Yes, sir.
So did you, all right? Who's a better linebacker?
We get into this all the time, man, my dad, talking about tackles, you know what I mean? But he made about 222 tackles in 2 years at West Virginia.
Wow.
And I was slightly under 200 in four mm-hmm. years. So he racked up some tackles, but I played
there
on the number two defense.
Right?
yeah, man, great guy, man, great guy.
Very nice.
While you were at West Virginia, you got to spend some time with the current punter for the Indianapolis Colts, Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, man. Okay. Probably one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life, man. He's like that all the time. All the time.
Well, and then I noticed that when he was here, after he made a really nice punt inside the 10, he had this little golf swing. So with his sense of humor, who is more funny, Pat McAfee or Josh Scobie?
That's a tough one, man. Scobie's really funny, man, but Pat, I spent 4 years with him at West Virginia, just about. And he's a really funny guy, man. I like to see those two go at it.
Are you a big Halloween guy?
Not so much, man. I'm usually playing football.
Right.
You know, so,
What kind of Halloween candy would you give out if you were home?
I'm a Snickers guy.
Snickers.
I have a bowl full of Snickers and just make sure all the kids get all the chocolate they need so they can be up all night for their parents.
So you're going to be ready to hand out Snickers, huh, on Halloween?
Yeah, that'll definitely be me.
To go to touch close to home for you family-wise, you've got a brother, Jared. Autistic, right?
Yeah, my little brother, Jay, he's 11 years old. He was diagnosed at around 3, man, you know, so it's a really cool thing. Just me being his brother is a privilege for me to be his brother, man, and I learned so many things from him day in and day out.
How old is Jared?
Jared's 11. He just turned 11, actually. Yep. His birthday was the other day.
Has that been a great experience for you to learn from him?
Oh, it really has, man. It really has. And people who know me just knows how I feel about my little brother, Jared. And what I've been doing through my foundation is making people aware, you know, of autism, you know, of the fact that it's a national epidemic, you know, and not just something that's in my family or someone else's, you know. It's something that's really changing America.
All right, so you want to plug your foundation real quick?
Oh, yeah, the J.T. Thomas Foundation, man. So we're 501(c) certified.
All right.
You want to donate, go ahead.
Website?
No, not yet. Not yet. Coming soon.
All right, very good.